USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Ukraine amid tensions with Russia. The trip comes as there are growing concerns of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine after the Biden administration released information indicating Russia was planning a pretext invasion. Indiana Republican Congresswoman Victoria Spartz criticizes Russia's military aggression towards Ukraine.
It's sad for me to see that countries like Russia are moving back and aligning themselves with dictatorial regimes, and it's very bad for Europe and creates a lot of instability and headaches for us.
The airline industry is calling on the federal government to block 5G wireless signals near airports or face severe disruptions. A major 5G rollout is scheduled to begin on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Microsoft is buying out a big name in the video game business. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
With 3 billion people actively playing games today, online gaming is now the largest and fastest growing form of entertainment. It was announced Tuesday, Microsoft will buy Activision for just under $69 billion or $95 a share. Bobby Kotick will continue to serve as CEO of Activision Blizzard and will focus on culture and accelerating business growth. Once the deal closes, the Activision Blizzard business will report to Phil Spencer, CEO, Microsoft Gaming. When the transaction closes, Microsoft will become the third largest gaming company in the world by revenue.
Americans can now order free at-home COVID-19 tests. Residential households can order one set of 4 rapid antigen COVID-19 tests online at COVIDtests.gov, USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As cell phone companies continue to push forward with 5G technology, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the White House is engaged with the airline industry and 5G companies regarding any potential outages to planes by 5G networks.
It is true that if there are hundreds or thousands of flights that are grounded, that means not just disruptions to passenger travel. That also means cargo operations. That means that goods aren't moving around as quickly and effectively as they need to in order to not have supply chain disruptions.
AT&T and Verizon have twice delayed the rollout of their new 5G technology over airline concerns. Spiking crime in Los Angeles and criticism of District Attorney George Gascon calling for lenient charges and sentences for the offenders are fueling another effort to recall him. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva telling Fox News he's confident in the latest recall effort.
The recall is now gaining steam. There's a petition that's already approved by the Registrar Recorder. That's going to be out in circulation, so the organizers are going to definitely do a better job this time than they did the last time, because they're more organized now and they're well-funded.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.